Detroit Free Press Lansing bureau writer Paul Egan's on the other end of our line. Paul, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Tony.
Last night, it appeared that the governor and the lieutenant governor weren't too nervous about tonight's State of the State speech because they were both sitting courtside for the Michigan-Michigan State game.
That's right. You know, you'd think a lot of governors might be still writing at the last minute, but they looked pretty relaxed. Definitely the lieutenant governor less relaxed as the game drew to an end.
In your recent story on the State of the State, you say that Snyder will focus on customer services, ethics reform, and boosting state police, as well as some other issues on the to-do list. What are we going to hear about tonight?
It sounds like it'll be a real hodgepodge and not a whole lot of specifics on many issues. The governor's going to look back over what he feels was a very good year, talk about his dashboard, how he's measured up on some of the things he talked about last year, and he certainly got a lot of items off his to-do list, and he's going to be looking ahead to the year ahead. And this idea of customer service is something Snyder talked about as far back as the campaign, where he wants that to be the focus, basically, somewhat like a business, that taxpayers are customers and they deserve value for their money, and the job of state government is to be there to serve people.
I find it interesting how he operates. Obviously, the agenda is huge. The items he needs to and wants to tackle are huge, but he seems to make it so simplistic.
He certainly seems to boil things down to items that, you know, he feels he can accomplish. It. His approach, and it seems to be an approach you see a lot in the business community. Set some goals and knock them off one at a time. And, you know, he talks about his theme is relentless positive action. Obviously, there's a lot of naysayers, including in the media, and his approach is to not really pay a lot of attention to the negatives. It's hard to, you don't often hear him say anything negative. He certainly is a governor, even after a year in office, that still has a very positive outlook, and I think even his critics would agree that he's not a person that has a lot of negativity.
Paul, your story says that sources say that one of the items he'll be discussing is the need to strengthen laws on lobbying, campaign finance, ethics, transparency, including the need to address issues raised in two Detroit Free Press reports about officials who left state government to work for other companies they dealt with in official capacities.
Yes. We had, just in the last couple of months, a couple of articles, one about a Department of Corrections official was involved in awarding a multi-million dollar contract then to a company that he then went to work for. And then we also had another story about the state's top purchasing official who was involved in a multi-million dollar office supply contract. And in the middle of the bidding process, he left state government to lobby for one of the bidders. In either case, no state rules were broken, although there would be rules prohibiting some of this at both the federal level and in some states. So that's, from what I'm told, we're not going to get a lot of specifics, but I am told that those types of situations are among the ones that the governor's concerned about. And Michigan has long been mentioned as having some of the weakest lobbying financial disclosure rules of any of the states. Another thing I understand the governor would like to see in the campaign finance area is more transparency and perhaps more immediate reporting of political donations. Right now, we have to sometimes wait as long as a year to find out who's given money to various politicians.
Paul, you also write that public safety and concerns about at least two Michigan cities that often appear on the nation's most dangerous list. That'll be discussed. He will call for an increase in the number of state police troopers. That's going to make folks on both sides of the aisle happy, but obviously people will wonder where the money's going to come from for that.
Right, Tony. And actually, as the story says, There certainly are plans in state government to increase the number of state police, and it sounds like we may hear those specifics more at the budget presentation, or he's giving a special message on public safety in March. But he's certainly going to talk about the need to increase public safety, and certainly Detroit and Flint are commonly on the top 10 list of the most violent cities in America. Sometimes Pontiac is as well, and part of Snyder's approach, obviously, is through law enforcement, but he's also going to talk about, he believes that poverty is one of the underlying reasons for crime, and that he's saying that by improving Michigan's economy, providing good jobs for people, we can also do a lot to reduce the crime rate.
Well, Paul, I can remember reading about this next item. This was some months ago. Plans to open offices in Kalamazoo, Flint, Grand Rapids to address urban issues. This is something that has been important to him, even in these trying economic times.
Yes, and it was, although these specific cities weren't mentioned at that time, this was talked about in the first state of the state, or at least the special message on local government. And they had hoped to have more offices open sooner. It took them a long time to find a director for the Detroit office. And now my understanding is they're going to announce, and they have picked the cities, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, and Flint will also be getting offices. And basically, really to focus on issues that are specific to big cities.
All right, Paul, is this kind of old hat for you, these state of the states? You find them interesting, fascinating, crowded? What's your take on them?
It's always, actually, I haven't covered a lot of state of the states because I've been working in Detroit the last few years. I did cover the tail end of the Engler administration, but I covered the governor's first one last year. It's always, it is a historic event. There's a lot of pomp and ceremony, and you also you're hoping you'll also get some substance. So this is one of the big events in Lansing every year, and I look forward to it.
All right, Paul Egan is the fine Detroit Free Press Lansing bureau writer. Paul, thanks so much for your time today. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Tony.